Boker Tov. So today we're going to do a short summary of the main halachot you need to know for Svirat HaOmer. And we'll add in at the end a little bit of the hashkafa, the philosophy behind the mitzvah of the day, Svirat HaOmer. So starting last night, we started counting Svirat HaOmer. The Torah commands us that on the 16th day of Nisan, that's the second day after Pesach, Mimacharat HaShabbat, we must begin to count. And we count, we all know, we count from the second night of Pesach until Shavuos. 7 weeks, 49 days, four times the Torah commands us that after Pesach, we start the Omer offering, which is where they would cut a certain amount of barley, and the next morning they would offer it up, and then the new grain was permitted for the Jewish people. That was back in biblical times. And nowadays, we count every single day as a remembrance of that. There is an argument whether this is a biblical mitzvah today or a rabbinical mitzvah. Most rabbis assume it is a rabbinical mitzvah, a remembrance from the times of the Beit HaMikdash, although some think it's actually still biblical. And that's why at the end of your prayers for the Svirat HaOmer, there's that Harachamani Chazir Lanu Avodat Beit HaMikdash, which means, please God, let's have the Beit HaMikdash back so that we can actually offer it, do it de'oraita. Now, this mitzvah is unique in many ways. One is that you're not supposed to have someone else be yotze you and count for you. Because the bracha says, Svartim lachem, and you should count. So while normally we have a din of shomea keona, someone counting for you, in this, you personally should do the counting. Now, what is the reason behind the mitzvah? On the simplest level, the Midrash talks about how when the Jewish people left Egypt, they were yearning to receive the Torah. They were counting down to receiving the Torah. And that counting was expressing the yearning for receiving the Torah. So you need to do that personal yearning and counting yourself. Okay. We'll get more into the reasonings behind it, but let's go through some practical situations first off. So we said you should do your own counting. Ideally, you should stand. What if I forgot and I sat during Svirat HaOmer? So it's okay. But ideally, you should stand. That's learned out from the Gemara. Ideally, you should count both weeks and days. Okay, so now it's not relevant, but on the eighth day, you say it's 1 week and 1 day, which is 8 days. Okay. Some people say La Omer. Some people say Ba Omer. Either way is fine. Just whatever your custom is. Can I do the counting in English? Yes. Yes, you can count in English or any language you understand, as long as you have to understand what you're actually counting. Now, many people ask, what do you do if someone asks you what day it is? So if you haven't yet counted and it's the night, you don't say that the today is the fourth day, because then you just counted. Would you say it was yesterday was 3 or tomorrow is 5? But if you've already counted, then you can say it's 4. It's okay. You're supposed to count at night because it's considered tamim, perfect, and it's when you start at night, it's perfect. But if you forgot and then you realize in the day, oh shoot, I forgot to count, so then you can still count without a bracha, because there's an argument whether you're allowed to do it during the day, but then the next day you're already allowed to continue counting with a bracha. What if you forgot a day? Oops. So the halacha is that it's machlokes. According to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, every mitzvah is one giant mitzvah, basically. It's like the 39 malachos are all one part of Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos. So there's one giant mitzvah. So if I forgot one day, I missed it, and I can't continue counting. However, according to the majority of poskim, like Tosfos and the Rush, it's each day is its own separate mitzvah, and so even if I missed yesterday, I can still continue counting. Even though the vast majority of posts can go like the second opinion, the Shulchan Aruch is worried about the first opinion. So he says, continue counting, but without a bracha, just in case the first opinion's right. So not say God's name in vain. And what our custom is we try to have someone yote us, either the Chazan and Shul has in mind to be yote us, or we have a friend yote us. And that way, we get the bracha in there too. Okay, what if I'm not sure if I counted, I think I counted, but I'm not sure. In any situation of suffix, since it's derabanan, you would be allowed to continue counting with a bracha, as long as you're not sure. Okay. When do you do the counting? Ideally right after Maariv, right at the beginning of the night. If you daven a later Maariv, then do it right at the beginning of the night. But since Tadir, Shirin, and Tadir, Maariv comes more common, so Maariv comes first. What about women? Women are in this mitzvah, but there's an argument regarding counting with a blessing. They're not obligated. And so according to Ashkenazim, if they're going to continue to count, and it's likely that they're going to count all 49 days, they should count with a bracha. But if it's likely they're going to forget, then maybe they should have someone else bless for them, like their husband, if that's possible. Or, according to the Zohar and some Sfaradim, many Sfaradim, women don't say with a bracha, and they're just yotzei through their husband for Kabbalistic reasons. Okay, I think we went through most of the relevant halachot of Sfirat HaOmer, just a little bit about the meaning behind it now. So according to the Zohar, we were on the 49th level of impurity. And each day, God was taking us higher and higher, higher out of Egypt until we got the Torah. So too nowadays, there's a great spiritual power of raising ourselves up during these days of Sfirat HaOmer. According to the Arvei Nachal, there's 8 times the power, the spiritual power to do tshuva during these days. And this is also might be symbolized by the fact that the Korban HaOmer is the only offering which has a barley offering, barley usually being eaten by men, by animals. Whereas the Shavuos, we get the Shtei Lechem, where we offer the bread, which is man food. So we're raising ourselves up from animals to men. And there's meant to be this spiritual progression where we're becoming holier and holier and holier. And that's also like the 7 weeks, just like we're purifying ourselves, just like the Nida for 7 days is counting and going towards and yearning to be pure. So too, we went through 7 weeks of spiritual pureness. And that's the avodah that we're supposed to be working on, to find within ourselves whatever where our fixing is, and to really, really make use of these special days of spirituality to become holier and better people. The Ramban writes that these days are like a chol hamoed. It's like a long connection between Pesach and Shavuot, so it's days of happiness and celebration. And many point out, including Rav Jonathan Sacks and Pliny Halacha, that the idea is to teach us that learning, that being a free nation is great, but being a free nation without Torah is basically meaningless. Because to be free but to not have structure in your life and purpose in your life, that what type of freedom is that? There's so many people nowadays that have freedom, but they don't know what their purpose is. They don't know what it's all about, and they're totally lost. So by connecting Pesach to Shavuos, what we're saying is that without a life of Torah, then what's real freedom? So practically speaking, what I recommend, there's all these beautiful, a message a day, Kabbalistic ideas. These are all beautiful. Shlomo Katz sends out a daily idea. What I recommend is take one very, very practical thing, what you're going to work on, and start from day one and build that habit. So in 49 days from now, when we get the Torah together at Shavuos, you'll actually be a different person in a very tangible way. So I'm working on just washing my hands right away in the morning, and saying Modani right away and not forgetting. That's a very, very practical thing, and that's what I recommend. But also just make use of these days for extra talking to Hashem, extra prayer, extra joy, and it should be a beautiful, beautiful time period for everyone here. I hope that was helpful. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. We'll continue with more halacha shorties and shirim for the Simcha Center coming up. Have a great day. Good Moed.